Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned into the Mac City Morning Show. And I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
My name's Lexi, and I'm a server at Mr. Mike's. I'm 19, and I'm from Yellowknife Northwest Territories.
Ooh, that's exciting. Okay, so from Yellowknife, yeah. How long have you been here?
Around 8 years, I think.
Okay, yeah. And so you moved here with your parents, I have to assume. Okay, so when you moved here, what high school or what school did you go to?
I went to Holy Trinity.
Okay, okay.
Nice. Nice school. I did performing arts.
Okay, so what in the performing arts were you doing?
I did dance. Dance for 7 years.
Oh my goodness. And so what type of dance are we talking about?
I did Dance Academy. It was like all dance types, just learned all of them.
So like tap, modern, jazz, ballet.
Yeah, it's beautiful, yeah.
Wow.
Really great school.
So which one did you gravitate more towards?
Lyrical. I taught lyrical once, and it was nice.
Explain what lyrical dance is for me, please.
It's like a contemporary, slow, like mix of like ballet and contemporary, very slow, like emotional dances.
Right. So when you are dancing like that on stage, like I've always wondered, like the muscle control you have to have to move in those is wild. So how and what are you doing to train your body to like have that kind of strength?
It's honestly crazy how the body works. Like I find like muscle memory is really interesting. Like how like if you practice enough, like it honestly just happens, and it's really cool. That's what I liked about dance, is that you didn't have to really put much thought into it. It just like your body just did that. It's great.
That's so interesting. Cause yeah, when I watch, my sister is a tap dancer and she teaches tap
dance.
It's
really hard.
Yeah. So like I can see her feet moving, right? And I have a son and he does Irish dance. And so once again, like I can see the rhythmic component of like keeping the steps, although like ridiculously hard. I'm not saying it's not hard, but I can understand it. But when I see like modern dance or lyrical dance, like you explained, I'm like, do they sit at home and practice like this odd motion?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it is kind of hard to get at the start, but it does really just come naturally, a lot of it. It just happens. It's really fun.
Interesting. And so when you come up with those movements, is that something that like you make those movements up on your own and you're like, okay, I'm going to do X, Y, Z? Or is that something like a teacher says, here, look at these movements, I need you to do X, Y, Z?
It honestly depends on like what's happening. Like if, like when I was teaching lyrical, I just like played the song and like you kind of just, like close your eyes and like you, a lot of it's like through like history of like technique and stuff, like watching like Bob Fosse and like Michael Jackson and like stuff like that. Like just like watching like their choreography moves and like kind of just like interpreting it into your own, making everything your own.
Right, right. Cool. Okay, let's talk about Michael Jackson for a second. The king of pop.
It's cool. Yeah. I met his choreographer. I got taught his choreography once.
No!
Probably the coolest guy I've ever met in my whole life. I met him at a dance convention I went to in Calgary, and I remember I came in, like I heard a voice and like it sounded familiar from like the documentaries I watched, and he's the guy who choreographed Thriller. And the way I screamed like a little girl when I saw him, I lost it. It was probably like one of the best experiences I've ever had.
Wow.
It was super cool.
My jaw right now, I'm covering my mouth because I got gum in my mouth and my jaw is to the ground.
That's nice.
What? That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It was really nice. It was super cool, really great experience. Super nice guy too, like extremely humble for who he is and everything.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Unbelievable. Like, I'm wearing a Janet Jackson shirt right now. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the Jacksons.
Yeah,
oh my
cool.
goodness. Thanks, man. That's unreal. So when you were speaking with him, what was he sharing? What kind of stories? How did that conversation go?
Well, it was more like, it wasn't just like a one-on-one. Like, I was with like a huge group and he was
yeah.
speaking on a stage and he was just explaining like the people he met. Again, like, he's super humble. Like, he really didn't talk about himself a lot. Like, he just like mm-hmm. said who he was, what he did, and the like people asked him like what he contributed to, and he talked about Thriller and all, like the like he met like Beyonce and Lady Gaga, he said. Like, he
yeah.
was like explaining that they were all like super great, nice people.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just taught us to dance, and that was pretty much it. That's all I got from him.
Right.
I wish I got more of a
yeah.
busy guy, I bet.
Yeah, like, to my whole thing with dance and even music, like, a part of my company, we throw raves, and so like I've been spending a lot of time with DJs. I'm just like, how do you like, you have to hear that in your head
yeah.
and then get it out somehow. And then same thing with dance, you have to see those movements in your head and then get it out.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating process.
It's really interesting to learn about too, like the history of it all, like DJing, like MCing, like original DJs, like DJ Kool Herc and people like that. Like
mm-hmm.
just like there's so much contributing to like what we do now.
Yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
dance and stuff. Like, it's just like super interesting to learn about like
yeah.
how they started and like the guy that first did, like, I can't remember what it's called, but like it's like a rip part, like when
yeah,
he
yeah.
first did that, it was
a mistake.
Scratched
record. Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
it's a mistake.
Yeah,
and like
yeah,
now
yeah.
it's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, the history of hip-hop is wild.
It is. It's so super big, too. Like, lots of time. Like, I'm sure I don't even know 50% of it, but I've
yeah.
spent, again, like, 7 years learning about it. It's really, really interesting stuff.
So in school, they teach hip-hop to you? Like, I know the dancing component, but I guess I never thought about that. You would have to do the
like
theory
the
as well.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wild. See, like, I'm old, so, like, I grew up with it. So, like, I love rap music, like, I, and hip-hop, like, I'm for the culture. But that's, I would never think about you'd have to go and learn it for dance.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Tons of stuff you have to, like, learn
yeah.
about it to be able to dance and
mm-hmm.
understand what you're doing. Like, the technique of, like, Martha Graham and stuff. There's, like, a bunch of things. And then you have to learn about, like, the counting, which when you learn about the DJ and MCing part
yeah.
of it all. Like, the B-boys, original B-boys and stuff. It's...
Wow, that's so cool. Man, I might have to go to school to, like, relearn things I already knew.
Yeah.
I could talk about it. I'd be like, hey, I was influenced in Canada. I heard it.
Yeah.
Interesting. So speaking of where we're from, you're not from here. Tell me about, like, where you actually came from.
Yellowknife yeah. is really beautiful. It's a beautiful place. It's like 22,000 people, I believe, there.
Okay.
It's like 16 hours north from here.
Mm-hmm.
Nice drive.
Yeah.
Beautiful drive, actually. But, yeah, it's a nice, nice place right on the Great Slave Lake. It's
okay.
really beautiful.
Drive? I didn't... Drive?
Yeah.
Like, is it all,
always
like...
drive.
Like, nice, like... Canada clean, like, paved highway, or do you
oh,
gotta
no.
hit
no
see once, I knew it. She's like, no.
Once you get to like Edson, I'd say the road becomes like you know, here there's like the bump signs, like bump in road, like
yeah.
you're like, okay, like, there's a bump, and then you kind of like almost ignore it, just
right.
continue on. And Yellowknife, like, there's a bump.
Yeah.
like,
yeah.
Like, you listen to those signs, like
yeah.
the roads are get pretty bad, and like you drive through just like slabs of rock and
yeah.
stuff. Like, it's quite a drive, but it's nice, worth it, definitely. And like the way that the rocks are and everything are different there, it's like, it's so beautiful. It's such a nice place.
Yeah, no doubt the beauty is nice, but when you
yeah.
said nice, I'm thinking Sunday drive.
No.
And I'm just like, I know that's not the case. I need to clarify on that, though. Yeah. How many times have you made that trip?
I used to go twice a year, and then lately it's been once a year, and then I'm going next month.
That's cool. You like an adventure, don't you?
Yeah, it's nice. I'm very used to it, though.
That's awesome.
It's a really nice drive, though, so it's worth it. It's not as bad as, like, it sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
You can definitely do it in one day, but it's a nice... elongated for 2 days.
Take your time. Yeah. Take your time. So you obviously have family and friends still in Yellowknife then.
Yeah,
so how long have they been there for?
A lot of them probably their whole lives, but most of my family would have moved there from Iqaluit.
Okay.
Or Inuvik. So.
Okay. Wow. What a cool story. You made it to Fort McMurray. Most people, it's cool to me because most people I talk to come up or sideways to Fort McMurray.
Not down.
Yeah, no. That's wild. So now that you're in Fort McMurray, like, you've been here for a while, you went to school, you've obviously decided to stay here. Why do you stay in Fort Mac?
It's really nice, honestly. It's really, like, community driven, and I like how family focused it is here. I think it's really sweet.
Yeah.
There's lots of, like, nice walking trails, hiking trails. It's nice. I like it. It's a good spot.
That's sweet. Now, the one thing we haven't even talked about, because I got distracted, is where we are. Can you explain where we are, please?
Mr. Mike's Casual Steakhouse. Nice steakhouse, great service.
Yeah.
Great food.
There we
go. Really great food.
And they have a sweet patio, and that's why we're out here.
Yes,
so I don't know if you can see, but Cora's is right there. You have the alley YMM across the street, just to give you a point of reference where we are sitting. And this is a pretty banging patio. So how long have you been working here for?
Almost 2 years in November.
Oh, really? And what's the overall vibe of the restaurant? Like, people are coming down?
It's really homey. It honestly is really homey. And, like, a lot of our customers become regulars. Like, I've noticed that, like, once people start coming, like, once or twice, I see them a lot more, actually. Like, and there's this one girl, actually, she started coming with her boyfriend, and now, like, she loves it here. She always talks about how the staff makes her feel at home. Like, it's nice. Like, she likes coming here, and everybody makes it feel so friendly for customers and guests. It's really nice. The staff are great to the customers.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, listen, I'm glad we got that plug in, because, like, we're out of time. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I'm sorry, what?
A shameless shout out or plug. So, like, it could be to anything, anybody.
Oh,
like,
my mom and my dogs. I love my mom and dogs.
There we go.
Dogs are great.
Awesome. For McMurray Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. We do appreciate your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. That was awesome. That was so much fun. That video is going to do great.
No, just his choreography.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.